Hello, Sebastian Lacito. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in Mark chapter 6 in verse 34, and it says, "And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep having no shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. When the day was now far spent, his disciples came to him and said, 'This is a desert place, and already the hour is late. Send them away that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat.' But he answered and said to them, 'You give them something to eat.' They said to him, 'Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat?'" So it just, you know, we're learning this week about renewing the mind, specifically for miracles, specifically to think as heaven thinks, not just obedience, but to break outside of human limitations when it comes to miracles. So here's this great multitude. You know, the Bible is going to tell us that there's several thousand here. I think it was 5,000. Yeah, they sat down. It was 5,000. And he had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And so when you look at this, his disciples said, you know, how are we going to feed them? You know, you want us to feed them. How? How are we going to feed them? Okay? That's human viewpoint. That's not thinking as God thinks. Jesus said, "You feed them," which means if he says, "You feed them," they have the ability. They should automatically think, okay, I have the ability to feed them and look for the source. It's just like Moses with the Red Sea. Go through the Red Sea. How? Lift up your staff and go through the Red Sea. When God speaks to us, we need to understand we can't think of it through human limitations. We can't think of it as if we have to do it. He's given us the command, so he has to do it. In this particular case, verse 38, he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." They said, "We have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He commanded them to make them sit down in groups on green grass. So they sat down in ranks of 150. When they had taken the 5 loaves, and when he had taken the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven, blessed it, broke the loaves, gave them to his disciples, and set them before him. The 2 fishes he divided among them. So they took the bread, divided it up, and the fish, and divided it up. They went out, and all ate and were filled. So all 5,000 ate and were filled. When they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and fishes after. So they started with 5 loaves and 2 fish. They ended up with 12 baskets full of bread and fish. So they started with more than they began with. Now those that had eaten the loaves were about 5,000 men. You know, so when you look at this miracle, Jesus was, it always was teaching them. When you see a parable or a story where you don't understand the meaning, look at what he says at the beginning. He told them, "You go feed." They said, "How?" He said, "What do you have to work with?" They told him. He broke it up, and as they went, it multiplied. So Peter grabbed a basket, and Andrew grabbed a basket with just a piece of a loaf and a piece of a fish. And as he went handing it out, all of those baskets multiplied. It's the same thing when it came to peace in the storm. He's asleep in the storm because what's inside of him was peace. When he woke, he changed the circumstances outside of them. He rebuked them for fearing. Why did they have no right to fear? Because he said, "We're going to the other side." We have to look at the beginning. Look at what he said. If we're going to the other side, nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop us. If he said, "Feed them," we have the power to feed them. And so we need to learn how to think with a renewed mind so that nothing's impossible to us because we're not doing it with human math. God bless you. Thanks for watching. Please share, follow, like this. Help our social media metrics. And believe me, if you bring one person in whose life has changed, it's worth it. It's worth it. And pray about becoming a partner, a monthly partner. You know, $1 a month or more is the minimum. Pray about becoming one of the $425 a month or more donors so that you join our ranks. we give curriculums away. We make curriculums in a studio. We write workbooks. We give those away to anybody that asks for them. We don't charge anything for our products. Be one of the $25 or more donors that helps us with that mission, to give God's word to every church and community group and individual that wants the word of God without any barriers. God bless you. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.